the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
I'm excited to hear about these, unless they're all a bunch of lames. But we would like to know this morning, who did you know before they were famous? Also, can we meet them now that they're famous? Will you take us with you? 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, we just were talking a second ago. You have a connection to Ariana Grande, right?
Yeah, I guess you could say so. I used to work at a radio station in New York, and the morning show was Nick Cannon. And we had this guy on our promotions team, and Nick Cannon saw him and really liked him. And he put him on Wild and Out, and then he went on to host SNL, and then he went on to date Ariana Grande.
Wait, Pete Davidson?
Yeah, I used to work with Pete Davidson before he was, like, famous.
I am so honestly annoyed and ticked off that you have kept this juicy scoop from us, and I have talked about Pete Davidson in the garbage almost every freaking day.
You know what? Even better, Alex. I did this for Liv, but you were on vacation, so I'm going to scroll all the way back in my Facebook messages to 2011.
You have a picture with him?
Not with him, but I used to photograph him when he would go do his comedy thing, his comedy skits,
okay.
And he actually used my photos as his Facebook profile.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna post that up on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex. You can see the picture that Pork Chop actually took of Pete Davidson.
Am I allowed to do that now?
How do we know he actually took the picture?
Because I could actually get my camera. No, I'm sure I deleted it by now, but I mean, I did.
I believe you.
Your 2-megapixel camera.
No, Pork Chop is an honest man.
I had a good camera, actually. Oh, and I know someone else too, real quick. You guys know Carl Anthony Towns?
No.
What?
Who
Liv, you don't? He's like the star basketball player for the Minnesota Timberwolves,
okay,
the tall guy.
I don't know anything about sports. Wait, the guy who went to UK?
Yes. Yeah, so I actually went to elementary school with him. I was in eighth grade and he was in kindergarten and I was his big brother.
The only basketball player I know from UK is the guy with the unibrow because he looks like Helga Pataki from
Hey Arnold. Know him? Yeah, he's got to get that thing waxed.
I can't believe you don't know Carl Anthony Towns.
Sorry, I don't.
Yeah, that's a name that everybody just says, oh my God. Oh my God, Carl Anthony Towns,
you're
guys. Look.
Tripping.
We're
look.
Talking about who you knew before they were famous. 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-JOE-ALEX.
All right, let's talk to Alexa. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Alexa? Who'd you know?
I don't know if you guys know Trevor Jackson.
Let me Google
it. Trevor Jackson. Is he like a Jackson 5 member?
He's a performer.
No. He like has a new show. It's called Blackish or Grownish.
He was on Disney Channel in the movie Let It Shine. He played Chris McDuffie on that. Okay, so he's like kind of like a C-list actor.
Yeah.
All right, that's not bad, though. That's kind of what we're looking for.
He's cute.
Yeah, well, there you go. That means it's a really big deal.
I'm sure somebody, especially a kid, knows who he is.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Zach. Hey, Zach, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What like famous person did you know like before they became famous?
Well, I went to elementary school with one Jennifer Lawrence.
What? Ooh. Oh, my God, that is my hall pass, even if my wife doesn't know about it.
I remember you mentioning that before, way back when I was a show. So went to elementary school, specifically fourth and fifth grade is more of like a memory I'm kind of remembering. Jennifer and I were actually fairly close. We went over to her parents' house, kind of, this is, you know, before boys and girls started kind of interacting that way, but at the same time, that's kind of when the hormones start to flow.
Did you kiss her? Did you make out with Jennifer Lawrence? Because if so, I want to make out with you.
Well, we went to visit like all of the tree houses on our property. Her parents own a summer camp.
Did you not kiss her?
I don't let him tell.
I mean, this is public radio. I you know, we maybe stay down for another conversation.
Have you listened to the Joe and Alex show? Did you give her tongue or not?
He was little. He was in elementary school.
No, okay, that's a perfect way to ask that. No tongue.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I honestly, I want to meet this guy, Zach, and just hit him on the lips.
What do you know about her? I mean, give us, like, one really good
Does
memory.
Does she smell funny?
Let's see. Well, for reasons I guess I can't say, we always sat next to each other in class. And we were pretty good friends, to be fair. But probably the one memory that sticks out the most is that at the time there was, like, a Ja Rule and ironically, you said Jennifer Lopez. But a Ja Rule and J-Lo song.
Yes. I'm Real? Is that what you're thinking of?
I'm Real, the Murder Remix. Yeah,
yeah. But I don't understand. My love.
I'm real,
Yeah, I remember this.
That one, absolutely.
Okay.
So, for some reason, we had the radio on in class, and that was kind of before that was really the thing to do. But, you know, it's a radio, so they weren't going to say anything that our fourth and fifth grade ears couldn't hear.
Uh-huh.
And one line of that song, J-Lo says, "And when I'm feeling sexy."
Yes.
And Jay Law, Jennifer Lawrence, she sang along to that. And, I mean, at the time, my 9-10-year-old brain couldn't really handle that mixed with the mixed with the hormones that were starting to flow. And let's just say I wasn't getting up to sharpen my pencil for a few minutes after that.
Nice.
Jennifer Lawrence saying, "And when I'm feeling sexy."
Oh, no.
That is fantastic.
I appreciate
it. Right along to it. She hit every note.
Wow. Yeah, I can imagine for a little boy that would be confusing.
I'm just living through you right now.
That's an incredible story, Zach. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Take it easy, guys.
I legit kind of want to, like, make out with him just to say I made out with J-Law.
He spent a lot of time with her. She's in class with him, sat next to him for a long time, and he went to her parents' camp and walked around the property together. That's a pretty big deal.
Jackie's on the Joe and Alex show. Who'd you know before they were famous?
Josh McDermott, who plays Eugene on The Walking Dead.
Ooh.
Oh, cool. I love The Walking Dead.
How'd you know him?
I worked with him at Costco in the late 1990s, like 95 through 99.
That is so random.
He is the goofiest character and so funny. And to see him on The Walking Dead playing this geek and the way that he plays, it just doesn't make sense. I'm still astonished every time I see him on there. Like, that's not the Josh I knew.
So the Josh that you knew working at Costco, was he talking about how he wanted to be an actor?
No, there were a couple people there that talked about being a comedian, and he was one of them, which he kind of got a push after he got fired.
Ooh, he and got fired for what?
Probably eating all the samples.
I don't really want to say, but
no,
we were all shocked
that
he got
fired. You have
say
to
it,
tell
say
us.
It. Just censor it. If it's bad, just censor it PG-13. But please tell us.
Oh, my God, I can't.
He'll never know. He doesn't live here. He lives in L.A.
You think he listens to our show?
Yeah, he doesn't listen.
Hint.
Well, a customer lost her diamond ring, and we were supposed to be on the lookout for it if we ever came across it. And he found it in one of the clothing pods and sold it.
That is so juicy.
Well, hey, he could pay it back now.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
I know, but see, once he got fired, though, he went on to bigger and better things because he became a character on one of the country stations there, and he was Josh the janitor.
Wow.
And he would drop in every once in a while and say something funny. And
I'm here to mop the floor.
So what you're saying is that my stop in morning radio is actually just a detour onto my way to becoming an amazing actress in Hollywood.
Right.
Or to become a
stepping
janitor.
Stone.
Hey, Jackie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Oh, my gosh, we got to talk to Crystal real quick. Crystal, who did you know before they were famous?
Eva Longoria.
Oh, my God. Did you kiss her, too?
Actually, I spent Easter with her in 1999, me and my children. She's the cousin of my aunt's husband.
Oh, my gosh. So what is she really like?
She's just like she is. She's fun, and she's energetic. And I actually knew her when she was a Laker girl, and she had only appeared on General Hospital at the time.
Oh, my gosh. That is so incredibly juicy. Do you have her phone number now or her email? Like, do you ever keep in contact with her?
No, but I do have pictures with her and my children when at Easter at her house, at her her mother's house.
That is incredibly cool.
Okay, you know what? I got to admit something I'm embarrassing. Crystal, that's cool, but for some reason in my head when you said Eva Longoria, I thought you were talking like about Sofia Vergara because that, that'll do it for me. Oh, wow. Well, that's really cool.
Eva Longoria.
All right, no problem with that. Yeah, oh, my God.
Wow.
If somebody actually met Sofia Vergara, please tell me all about it.